It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and, of course, around the world at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. As we say each week, and it's deserved, thank you to the audience, Nielsen Ratings has us in the top 10 in New York AM radio consistently at the 10 o'clock hour. Thank you. It's, of course, a testament to all of you that appreciate the value of this show. Well, as you know, each week we bring you C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and insights into so many professions and categories, including strategic planning, communications, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, corporate culture, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer. Thank you. And to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Srilly, Rina, Chaya, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And of course to the folks at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column, the most recent column that featured takeaways from this show was the one where they covered the interview that we had with Michael Aratin, the CEO of Connex. That was pretty cool. Before that, it was the one with Tom Cortese of Peloton, and they featured so many. They featured the interview we had with John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. And, of course, to the co-founders of Warby Parker. We're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube. We have a robust YouTube channel. There are already over 50 videos that were, and tonight's is going to be up there as well. It's if you go to YouTube, you type in Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. A little long, but if you type it in, it should pop up. The easiest way to access every single show we've had in this since mid-2015 is mybradio.com, mybradio.com. There you can access the interview we had with John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield, Steven Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Keith Mistrich, CEO of Amalgamated Bank, Ira Zlotowicz of course, Eastern Union, David Colby, CEO at Colby Corporation, Rich Marin, CEO of the New York Wheel, Dawn Fay, District President at Robert Half, the list goes on and on. Each and every episode that was packed with so much data is available by going, it's free, to go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we go to tonight's guest, Gila LaBelle of Privet Flowers. Privet Flowers is an upscale florist that specializes in event management. We were actually fortunate to have benefited from Privet's entire level of service. I mean, we only experienced it in one way, but we're going to hear all about what she brings to the table. But we experienced their work firsthand at our recent 25th anniversary celebration. So thank you, Gila. We encourage the listeners to stay tuned for tonight's edition, where we are going to discuss the importance of communicating a creative vision to your clients and to your team, how to stay inspired, relevant, and fresh, and also how to handle inevitable last-minute curveballs. That happens. I see she's smiling, so there's some war stories which we might share. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Gila LaBelle. Gila, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, You run Privet Flowers.
Yes,
that's a huge undertaking, because you deal with people at a moment when they're making simchas, they're making events, and I don't have to tell you, the pressure you can cut with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
How do you you look pretty relaxed.
People always say that, and I'm really not. People always say, how do you stay so calm? I guess people don't see me at home, or my husband gets the brunt of it, unfortunately. But
how do you manage? Yeah. How do you deal with it?
Honestly, my staff is really phenomenal.
Amazing.
I also live very far from my business, from my office. So having great staff where my store is very important. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I try and keep everything in, you know, realize that really, you know, they're flowers, and it's no one's dying or something right. happens, and, you know, just have to keep everything in proportion and perspective, and, you know.
So now, you know, just to give a brief description, what exactly does Privet Flowers do? What is the scope of your services?
So we really do pretty much everything in the event design aspect. We are a flower shop, so people come mm-hmm. in and buy arrangements and bouquets, but then when it comes to events, we do, you know, we do all the flowers, the centerpieces, we do lighting, we do furniture rental, we do draping. So we really are kind of you know, event planners mm-hmm. as well. But so we do mostly everything in the design phase.
Where is, now we're going to talk about running events, mm-hmm. but where is your physical footprint?
The store itself is in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Amazing. Now, still, let's still spend a minute to describe for the audience what is your dream project like? Meaning, if a client is imagining whether on the corporate side mm-hmm. or on the social side, mm-hmm. what type of project should someone be thinking of Privet Flowers?
I guess corporate or, you know, for a
right.
personal
Let's first
event.
Talk about corporate.
Corporate.
So, like, we had our anniversary mm-hmm. campaign, so you handled all the flower,
right.
the centerpieces,
right.
the step and repeat, mm-hmm. which was so special mm-hmm. and original. And I also, again, I've drank the Kool-Aid. It was handled A to Z. We made the call. It was all under control. That I have to imagine that that's really part of your mm-hmm. MO, part of what you bring to the table.
Well, that's easiest when people say, okay, you take control. That there are people who say, oh, you know, we don't care, or we don't really have an opinion, you just handle it. But at the end of the day, they like to micromanage, and that makes it more difficult, you know, at the end of the day for us to
That's
do
a great
our job.
Point. So, and I know many professionals have said that yeah. on the show. If you're hiring the professional, right. let us do our work.
Right. Or if admit that you want to be involved. Don't say you don't care or you handle it and then, you know, and you want to micromanage.
Now, you're dealing in the creative space, so
yes.
this is rather tricky.
Yeah.
How do you and your team stay inspired on always, you know, making sure that you're in touch with the latest trends?
I guess it's very, very, you know, cliche, and everyone says they get inspiration from all around, but, you know, there is a lot of truth to that. But honestly, with today, with so much social media and Instagram mm-hmm. and Facebook and, you know, everything, you know, everything's at your fingertips, and you see everything that's going on, and, you know, everything in all the arts, whether it's fashion or, you know, fine arts, it's all, you know, kind of related. And I think we also take tremendous amount of inspiration from the past, where mm-hmm. I think everything now is, you know, everything's going back to being traditional. So that all comes from, you know, the past.
Now, we're going to talk about different types of projects mm-hmm. that you've done, but perhaps which project would come to mind which was the most creative, the most out-of-the-box project? It may not have been the largest project, but it was just, there was that burst of creativity.
So I did, not too long ago, I think it was a birthday party for okay. someone. They did a cooking demo. I think it was like an Iron Chef-inspired kind of okay. thing. And all the arrangements had were incorporated with different fruits and vegetables they were using. But it was not like typical, okay, we put fruits and vegetables in a lot, but it just, we got like amazing feedback from that. It was just...
Where did that take place?
It was in someone's private house, I think, in Brooklyn. But it was really beautiful.
Now, when we're talking about creative vision,
mm-hmm.
and this is a bit of a, I hope I'm not going to put you on the spot with this, but a bit of a... You and your team have something in mind in order to really impress the crowd. Like, let's say it's someone doing a like we did a corporate mm-hmm. event, and you have something in mind. how are you able to present that to the client before you actually show
right.
up?
Right.
So like this, that you know you're in sync with them.
Right.
Or if you're not in sync, they're able to tell you, no, it's not what right. we had in mind.
Sometimes that works. Sometimes that doesn't. For
it's
example,
a challenge.
Today I had a situation where it didn't, and there was a miscommunication, and the person ordered, they thought they wanted one thing, and I thought it was something else, and what they got, they weren't happy with it, and we swap it out and we figure it out. But in terms of, you know, for events, typically we'll do samples mm-hmm. of all the centerpieces, but like your event, like you said, the step and repeat, we had some photos going back and forth and mm-hmm. explained kind of the vision. And then at some point they said, okay, we give you creative license to do
right.
what you want, basically.
Right.
But not everyone does that.
Now, for the clients, as you touched on earlier, the clients
yeah.
that want to micromanage,
right.
how, you know, and but obviously it's a part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, how do you
it's
you manage?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can micromanage as long as everything is within reason and within your budget and, you know, all those things. It's not an issue as long as you're nice about
gotcha.
It, I guess.
Now, what happens, this is very delicate, and I don't want to insult
yes.
anyone in the audience, when someone wants to micromanage, but their taste
right.
is
it's
just,
very hard.
It's
you
awful.
Know, it's, honestly, I try and push what I feel is best. And people ask me all the time, and I always say, personally, I happen to have very clean, very
okay.
simple taste.
Okay.
And I say that. This is my taste. I already got married. I already had it, but this isn't my party. This is what I would do, but it may not work for you. You know, and there are people who defer to you, and there are people who don't.
Wow. Now, in your field, I would imagine that the lion's share of the work has to be done what we call day of.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not
it
true.
Is.
It is true.
Yes.
Okay. So now we talked about stress a little bit, so I'm mm-hmm. not going to bring
yeah.
that up. But how, you know, it's like, I'm going to use an example, analogy. When a plane has to land on
mm-hmm.
the deck of an aircraft carrier.
Right.
So there was a tremendous amount of planning and
right.
training done. That pilot, I was probably trained on land many, many times before trying it out on an aircraft carrier,
mm-hmm.
right? So because that is something, there's no room for error. Otherwise, he
mm-hmm.
plops into the sea.
Right.
How much planning is done in order so that everything falls into place the day of?
It depends, obviously, on the scale of the event. But there are several meetings, you know, for a wedding or a large event, or typically there are several meetings with the client, and then we do samples and make
mm-hmm.
sure everything is
mm-hmm.
as they want it. We confirm everything a few days before, any final changes. And then the ordering for the flowers is typically done a week in advance.
Okay.
The flowers come in, cleaning them for several days, you know, taking care of them. And then the day, it depends on the space. If we're lucky, a venue might let us in the day before if it's a large enough event. If not, you know, a typical wedding day starts at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, loading
wow.
up trucks and, you know, going, and then everything is for the most part made on site for larger events. And then when it's over, the crew goes back to basically, unfortunately, throw everything in the garbage unless it's able to be recycled somehow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people don't even realize
no.
4, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
at the venue.
Right.
That means that what they're loading up at 2, 3.
Right.
Or what, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. My guess this thing, Gila, this is, wow. You know, people... You know,
yeah, people don't realize. They think
realize.
It just shows up.
Like
on,
show
it walks
up, like,
over.
Okay, like, my guest this evening is none other than Gila LaBelle, the CEO of Privet Flowers. By the way, what is the phone number and the website of Privet?
201-624-2346.
And repeat it again.
201-624-2346.
Okay.
And the website is privetflowers.com.
Again,
PRIVETFLOWERS.com.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there. You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And around the world at mybradio.com. And a reminder, like I do many times throughout the show, every single episode that we've had on this great program is available for free. You could listen to it on iTunes, you could listen to it on YouTube, some people like player.fm, whichever way you consume the media, we have it available. The interview we had with Captain Sullenberger, that was a pretty amazing interview. He reenacted, I mean, the entire scene and landing on the Hudson, and we talked about it from a business standpoint, how to deal with pressure. And if there's someone that understood how to deal with pressure, it was Captain Sullenberger. Of course, tonight's guest also knows a thing or two about pressure. But his interview, the interview we had with Jeffrey Hazlett, Shep Hyken, Christine Comerford, so many, they're all available for free. It's a wealth of information. All you have to do is go to mybradio.com and access and listen to any interview you wish. Well, getting to tonight's guest, Gila LaBelle, the founder and CEO of Privet Flowers. Now, I want to touch on this area as well, because you are in the creative space. You define creativity. That's what happens. Someone day in and day out. And if I may, by the way, what's your record of how many events you handle simultaneously on the same day?
That's a good question. Maybe six.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
That's unreal. So my first question is, in the creative space, you and your team have something in mind, and then there are people that show up at the venue and execute it.
Correct.
How do you ensure that everyone's on the same page and that the vision, the creativity, is implemented from the original imagination through execution?
So typically we'll do, like for the centerpieces, we'll do a sample, and then if I'm well prepared, then we'll have a photo of that sample with the recipe, mm-hmm. Of what goes into each piece, so everyone knows exactly what they're making. In terms of other things that we did not do a sample of, basically I will show whoever is making whatever it may be my inspiration pictures and the idea behind it. And then basically I trust them enough mm-hmm. to execute. And then I really try and be at almost every event. So I am there, or if I'm not there, I'm getting pictures and I say, no, change that. No, that's, you know, that's right. That's not. And so forth.
So even six events simultaneously, yeah. That's unreal. That's unreal.
It's a busy day.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about your process. Obviously, you have to have some fantastic process in place to be able to handle the, from the conceptual all the way through execution. Could you share, or am I asking for any trade secrets?
No.
I'm not. What is the process like? It's even important, by the way, for anyone out there, a company that's looking to make a special event. I mean, I know, again, we drank the Kool-Aid. We did a project with Privet. We were very, very pleased, very happy. It was just, and I have to say, what I perhaps is one of the biggest compliments. It was stress free. It was headache free. We came. It was there. Your people there were they set up. They took down. It all happened like as planned, as they say. So my question is, what is your process? Yeah, and again, from you sign on with the customer through the day of, what's kind of the process like?
So it really depends on the customer, because there are some customers that need more hand holding than others. Mm-hmm. But we have a first meeting, they sign on, then we will set something up to do samples so they see an example of what they'll be getting. Then most clients, really, from the point that we do the sample and until the event, there's a few emails back and forth, and that's really it. There are some clients that we need to see again and do samples again. And then after that, it's really just a few phone calls and conversations back and forth, and until the day of, where we show up, set everything up, you know, everything looks beautiful, and then we take it all away.
Now, coming back to my first question, which was visionary and a leader in the creative space, we spoke about this at the beginning of the show, but I just have to again bring it up. How are you able to deal with stress? Now, we're not talking about the day when you had six projects simultaneous, which is that's a record. Mm-hmm. I imagine that there are quite often days that you have two or three jobs simultaneously. That could be even somewhat standard. What is a way that you could share with the audience that you deal with stress?
There's nothing in particular that I could
say. Squeezy balls or whatever?
Nothing in particular that I could say I really do to deal with it. When I get very stressed, it's noticeable. But I don't know. I just deal with it. There's nothing in particular I could say. Oh, I work out every day at 4 a.m.
Gotcha.
Nothing.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Meaning it's part of the job. It's part of it. Get with the program.
Exactly.
It's
part of the business. Unfortunately.
So that's,
and it's a big part of the business.
Right. But you know what? It's a very fair way of addressing it, because You handle it, and at the end of the day, you deliver.
Right.
So whatever the process is like, you're basically saying, listen, we would love to service you as a client of Privet. Don't worry about it. If we have to sweat a little bit, it's part of the process.
Right.
Don't worry.
Right. People don't know what goes on behind the scenes. So, you know, as like you said, as long as it's delivered and everyone's happy, then it doesn't really matter. And there are many times when I've thought about, like, why do I do this? Or, you know, and the amount of stress and aggravation that goes on in one day. And then when it's all said and done, and everyone's thrilled and it looks so amazing, and then you're like, oh, okay, that's why. And then you're happy again.
Is there any particular incident that perhaps you could share where it was coming close to the 11th hour?
Yes.
And like, the truck didn't show up or something like that, but at the end of the day, you pulled it out of the hat. And
I had one wedding where the Badekin wall was just way too heavy, and they could not get the wall to stand up. And I never, ever, ever had anything like this. And people were coming over and screaming at me, and we were literally almost done with the event, and I went out to do something, and they said all we have to do is get the wall up, and then 3 hours later they called me and the wall was still not up. It was the first time in my life that I actually got nauseous, like, because of something like this, like physically nauseous. And it was, I would say, an hour before the wedding started, and they started taking things apart. I had like 10 guys working on it, and like a miracle, they got the wall up, and it was just, and everyone was thrilled after, and it was like, it was, everyone could not stop talking about the wall, but no one knows the story behind it. Yeah.
Wow.
It was
maybe
crazy.
Even another story with something where it's, there was a delay maybe in the shipping, or maybe
we have delays in shipment a lot. And I try to explain to people that these are natural items. Sometimes it comes in through customs. If there's a small bug, they'll blow it up. They'll get rid of it. Or, you know, what was one of the recent, many recent, you know, hurricanes and natural disasters.
Right, right.
Almost all flowers come from South America, and, you know, everything comes through Florida. It's a main hub. So there were tremendous delays with this most recent hurricane. And I was trying to explain to people, like, they're not moving cargo. The flowers are not a priority for them right now. And people, there are some people who really don't understand or don't care to understand. And then there are people who are more level-headed and understand that this is a natural disaster and flowers are not a priority. But most things, you know, almost nothing is grown here in New York. And we got to get things in from overseas. And there's a lot of different factors that come into play with that. When it snows, the winter is horrible for flowers. You know, there's flowers also all the time come in, and you show someone a shade of flower and then it comes in slightly different, and people don't understand. You know, I always say to people think that I grow the flowers in my backyard and I don't. They're coming from Holland, and these are natural things. So the shade is slightly off. What can I do about it? I mean, there are times that we have to spray paint things for those people who do not understand, but yeah.
Wow. Another thing that you bring up a very fair point that every business owner has to deal with is kind of plan B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plan A,
right.
And then there's plan B. Well, you mentioned the examples about a hurricane having an effect.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Right.
Almost every business has certain items, staples, circumstances that may be affected either by natural disasters or myriad of different reasons, but yet they have to figure out how to pivot and deliver at the end of the day. So, like, even that example about spray painting a flower, that's not something that pivot
would
normally
resort.
Do. It's a last
resort.
If someone actually is, you know, that meticulous, and meanwhile the item is just not available, it's not coming. Wow. Now, when I want to come back to creativity, when coming up with the vision for a particular client or event, are there any particular factors that you have to take into account? It's a general question.
Not particularly that I could think of.
So let me walk through, let's say, a client that you're doing a social event, a wedding. Do you actually start by opening a book and showing them previous weddings?
It depends on the client. I personally like it when people come to me with inspiration pictures.
Okay.
It's just always easier because some people say that they don't know what they want, but once you show them pictures, they know exactly what they want, really. But I show them, we show them pictures of previous events to get a better idea of their taste or what they're looking for.
Right. In order to inspire them to, I mean, I know when we actually built this building, we did the renovation. So I actually went, I remember, to Barnes & Noble and I bought a bunch of books on office design layouts. And I went to it and I met with the contractor. I said, I like this type of staircase. I like this type of flooring and this type of ceiling.
Right.
And
same
idea.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Gila LaBelle, the CEO and founder of Privet Flowers. They can be reached at, again,
201-624-2346.
Again?
201-624-2346.
And your website?
www.privetflowers.com.
Again?
PRIVETflowers.com.
Okay, sorry. I'm a marketer, so I want to
thank you.
Make sure. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Come join the most trusted business network for executives, the C-Suite Network. If you're a business of $5 million or greater, or your position is VP or higher, you're invited to join the C-Suite Network to connect with business peers. Go to csuitenetwork.com. That is csuitenetwork.com to learn more about the benefits, meetings, and services exclusive for C-suite executives like you.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. I want to remind the listeners that if you follow me on social media, then you get the inside scoop of who our upcoming guests will be. My Twitter handle is YSaftless, YSAFTLAS. For Facebook, we have a special channel for this show, Mind Your Business. It will pop up. And, of course, I'm on LinkedIn and on Instagram, Yitzhak Saftless. Truth is, any way you spell it, they should pop up. My guest this evening is none other than Gila LaBelle, the founder and CEO of Privet Flowers. At Bottom Line's recent 25th anniversary celebration, they handled all the centerpieces and the step and repeat. And I just couldn't wait for the opportunity to have Gila on the show. And thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
You handle corporate and social events.
Yes.
First of all, by the way, what's the breakdown? It's like, well, a 70-30 type of?
Probably more 80% social, 20% corporate.
Got you. But you handle both and you're open for business for the range. If I may, perhaps you could share something that comes to mind. I'm sure you have many, so I don't want to any of your clients to feel slighted that why did she pick one over the other? But maybe first on the corporate side, just because we experienced that, a great success story of something that was very meaningful and special to Privet on that you delivered for a corporate client.
Well, I did love the step and repeat that we did for your event.
Thank you.
I thought it came out great.
Thank you.
I did have a recent event which we've done for a few years now, the Magen David Adom organization. Uh-huh. So that's at Chelsea Piers in New York, and everything is all red, and it's just a fabulous organization. So mm-hmm. it's just very meaningful to do mm-hmm. it for an organization like that.
And any other... and it doesn't even have to be step and repeat. It's just the whole another high profile or really special corporate event that Privet handled, or something that perhaps comes to mind. I know you have. It's hard to pick.
Yeah, it is. I once did something for a very very high end famous chef.
Okay.
That was cool.
And where did that take place? In the restaurant?
It was actually in his personal home. Oh. Then I did... It wasn't an event, but I forgot which basketball player it was.
What, but flowers, you mean someone from the NBA?
It was someone from the Knicks for sure, because the flowers were orange and blue. it was Amari Stoudemire when he was living here. A big one was Ivanka Trump's bris, one of her brits.
Really?
Getting a thank you letter from her.
Wow, is that up on the site?
It's in my store. I know.
You gotta put it up.
Yeah, it's in my store.
Wow, special. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the social side.
The social side was definitely my sister's wedding, which was just 2 weeks ago. Because honestly, I don't think I'm just saying it, but everyone told me that the chuppah was like the most amazing chuppah that they saw. It was by far my favorite chuppah that we've ever done. So that was very exciting, and you know, to have your most favorite thing, and you know, for it to be for your sister. So that was very nice.
Wow. Let's talk about some of the items that you have out there in order to say your story. So, for example, social media.
Yeah.
Right. So you have an active Instagram channel.
Yes, sorry.
Okay. How is that maintained? How do you make sure that it says your story?
Right. So I have someone who handles my Instagram account. Instagram was like the greatest thing since, you know, coffee.
She starts her day very early.
Right. So... we try and post every day, doing Insta stories as much as we can. It's honestly hard to keep up with so much social media. Right. We don't tweet, Instagram and Facebook. That's really it. But it's really, you know, it's amazing the amount of exposure we get on Instagram. It really is.
Now, are there any, from your experience and followers, any particular social media tips that you would care to share with the audience?
For my particular industry, pictures are extremely important. High quality, good pictures. Right. At this point, we know like which colors get the most likes and which, you know, types of flowers get the most likes. But in general, I think it really comes down to the pictures.
Wow. And of course, that's just a great general rule. But, you know, so many people may not realize they're like, okay, I'll just take it with my phone. Now, phones take good pictures, but the composition has to be there, and you have to. Now, here's a general question that comes up on social media, and that is do you prefer the approach that the picture is perfect and curated, or some of the natural normal social media moments?
I think a little bit of both. Okay. I think as long as the picture quality is really good, and although it may look, you know, au naturel, and maybe it is staged, as long as it looks good at the end of the day, I would say they both work.
But let's say there's a particular photo that was captured, it's not perfect,
right?
But it communicates still something about privet flowers.
Right.
Would you post that?
It depends on the composition.
Gotcha.
I would say if it's in front of all kinds of garbage and
Then of course it's
not. But if it's not perfectly, you know, the most perfect angle of the centerpiece and nothing's blocking it, doesn't necessarily have to be so perfect. But it would depend on the photo.
Now, again, you're headquartered out of northern New Jersey.
Correct.
What is the range of...
It's too big.
Really? So what? Let's say furthest west.
We're based in New Jersey. We deliver to Manhattan every week. Manhattan, Riverdale, Teaneck, Inglewood, Five Towns. Many times we'll go to Brooklyn. Sometimes Muncie.
Really the tri-state area, this whole region is part of your territory. Mm-hmm. My guest this evening is none other than Gila LaBelle, founder and CEO of Privet Flowers. Let's go through, please repeat twice, your phone number.
201-624-2346, 201-624-2346.
And the website?
PrivetFlowers.com, PrivetFlowers.com.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week.
Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Special shout out to my good friend Greg Williams, who wrote the book Body Language Secrets. Now, he actually is having a leadership seminar this coming Tuesday, December 12th. It's part of Leadership USA. Leadership USA offers a new and affordable way to access the ultimate customized leadership development. Leadership USA delivers right to you world-class trainers who have literally written the book on leadership competency, focusing on your business, your employees, and yourself. And now this opportunity is coming to the Big Apple. Please join us or join them for the free informal networking Leadership USA NYC breakfast, which is this Tuesday, December 12th, at the offices of White & Williams. That's at 7 Times Square. 7 Times Square, right in Midtown. And it's from 8 to 10 a.m., right? Early in the morning, and then you get your day underway. To learn more and register for this free breakfast, visit leadershipusanyc.com. Again, that's leadershipusanyc.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and on MYBRadio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. I want to remind the listeners that every single episode, including tonight's episode, tonight's episode will be up by Tuesday morning on the archive, the archive section of the website that's dedicated for the show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And of course, all past episodes are available. I'll just read off a few names of shows that were just so spectacular and that you could gain so much advice. Again, it's available for free, and you could listen to it on the platform that you wish. If you go to mybradio.com, it is there and it's listed, and you could see, you could select a guest. But if you wish to do it on iTunes or Audio Boom or C-Suite Radio, and also want to mention that many have been videoed. So the ones that are videoed, it's all there. It's actually up on YouTube. But you can access it simply by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Also want to remind everyone that there is a drop-down menu. If you want to search by interviews that we had specifically on the topic of marketing, you could do it that way, and it would show the interview we had with Linda Kaplan Thaler. She's in the Advertising Hall of Fame. She came up with the Toys R Us campaign, and she discussed it on the air. That that episode was also videoed as well. So that's there. Or what about the interview I had with Jay Baer, social media guru? He wrote the book, Hug Your Haters. That was a pretty cool interview. Very colorful person, but he really knows a thing or two about the interaction with customer service. Getting to tonight's guest, Gila LaBelle, founder and CEO of Privet Flowers. Again, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, you obviously are doing something that you're passionate about. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to handle and stick it out. But you obviously love what you're doing. At what point, did you get that moment, the aha moment, that like, you know what, this is for me, running events, flowers. When did that moment come?
I would say it wasn't until I was really immersed in it and really working in the field that I grew to love it. Before that, I was going for fashion. I was in a totally different field. I guess still the arts. And then I was doing some kind of internship for someone, and she sent me to the flower market, and I sparked a little interest in it. And then I tried working for somebody just to see if I liked it, and then I wound up staying there for 5 years until I went out on my own. So once I was there, after a little while, I realized that this is what I wanted to do.
Mm. So because if someone's not passionate about it...
Yeah, no, you can't do it.
They can't stick it out. And especially with the pressures...
Yeah, you can't, these crazy hours and what... You can't.
Now, again, this show has been on for a year and a half, 2.5 years, mm-hmm. since mid-15. And we've interviewed so many fantastic CEOs and a variety of people in the C-level executive. And they'll always say that the success of the operation is their team.
That's true.
Maybe talk about that from your standpoint, especially if you're juggling six events in a day. Talk about your team.
You really have to have people that you trust who can... Well, trust is a big thing. But people mm-hmm. who can really execute your vision mm-hmm. or whatever you have in mind or whatever your client has in mind. And people who will come through, who are dependable. There are many people who are not dependable, who do not show up or come late. And especially in this field where you are... there's a time constraint.
Right.
Being punctual and responsible and reliable is really super duper important.
Mm. Now, in terms of your commitment,
yes.
You're blessed with a family.
Yes.
I think you actually mentioned to me off the air, you've run an event from the delivery room.
Yeah. I think my husband was ready to kill me. My first son, my oldest, I was in labor and I had a delivery that had to get out and I didn't have anyone in the store and I made him leave and go do the delivery.
Both delivered that day.
Yeah, exactly. And then... I have one main supplier that I order from, and with my second son, who's now almost two,
mm-hmm.
He knew I was pregnant, and then it was an hour after I had the baby, and like whatever, they called me from the store, they needed something, so I called and I said, "Can I get whatever it was that we needed?" And then I called the second supplier, and I happened to have mentioned to him, "Oh, I just had a baby an hour ago." And then the first guy called me. He goes, "You didn't tell me you had a baby an hour ago. They told me from whatever so and so." And I said, "Yeah, whatever, but yeah, you got to do what you got to do."
Now, in preparing for the interview, we had done some research on some of the stories mm-hmm. that you've experienced over the years. And, of course, it brings out how Privet Flowers delivers under any circumstances, and you're kind of prepared for it all, mm-hmm. as they say. Okay, you're doing an event at the Central Park Zoo.
Yeah.
I leave it to you. What happened? First of all, describe the event, background. And, yes.
It was a bat mitzvah. It's an amazing, beautiful, beautiful venue in the middle of the park. They have like a clear tent set up in the middle of the park. Mm-hmm. A beautiful event. And all of a sudden, there were like swarms of cops coming, and then tons of ambulance, and someone saying someone was murdered, someone jumped in, someone killed himself. lots of different stories, and they shut down the zoo for a good couple of hours. And then it came.
No, the event had already been taking place.
No, we were still setting up, and the host was arriving at the time. And I remember the caterer saying, "Like, don't say anything, don't say anything." It wasn't really affecting their event so much, but it was just a lot of action going around.
Yeah,
and so then they had shut it down, and I left at a certain point, and the last I heard was that someone was dead in there, and they weren't bringing him out because they were nervous that they would scare people who were there. But it turns out that I saw the next day that it was someone jumped into like the aviary where they keep the birds, I guess tropical birds, and I don't think he was exactly 100%, and
obviously,
he wouldn't
he
wouldn't get out, and they couldn't get him out, and it took hours and hours, and finally I guess the guy came out, or they got him out somehow.
Well, but then
never a dull moment.
Yeah, the event went on as planned.
Yeah. Well, they closed it down, so no one knew, and it was inside. It was inside, like an enclosed area. Yeah, so no one really knew what was going on.
Now, typically, the type of events can range from a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah, a bris, all that.
So everything.
Any type of social event or, again, corporate event that involves flowers and event management.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, again, perhaps on the corporate side, you could describe a... now, again, when Bottom Line did our 25th anniversary event, we worked with Privet. It was a pleasure. They handled it A to Z. There were centerpieces. There was this beautiful step and repeat, original. It wasn't just something printed. It was something that actually had flowers in glasses that were somehow almost like magically attached to a wall, almost like a defied gravity. But that's something that was their imagination. They showed us ideas. We loved it. And it was executed. It came many hours before the event, and then it was taken down following the event within the time frame that the venue gave us. So it really was a pleasure. And again, thank you for, you know, it was really a great experience working with you.
Thank you.
But again, on the corporate side, is there any other items that you bring to the table that we should be sharing with the audience of Mind Your Business? So it's thinking through planning the event, then suggesting different type of centerpieces, discussing the step and repeat. I'm sure there are other items
I mean, really anything that has to do with decor and design, whether it's tablecloth, if there's any furniture rental going on, any, you know, lighting, any draping, any, suggestions with different dishes and glasses and, you know, just so that everything kind of is cohesive and works, and as long as the event looks fabulous at the end of the night.
Now, you brought up a great point that even dishes and glasses, even though that's normally handled by the caterer.
Right. But so it depends. There are caterers who, let's say, only have one option. This is your glass and this is your dish. Mm-hmm. Or there are caterers that give you a few options. And then there are clients who are not happy with those options, and they want to rent other. A colored glass makes a big difference a lot of times. It's a very small thing, but it happens to make a big difference at the end of the day when the table's all said and done.
Mm. Gila, before I get to the final question, which is just a general question, I want to remind the listeners how they could reach Privet Flowers.
So our phone number is 201-624-2346, 201-624-2346, or our website is privetflowers.com, or email orders@privetflowers.com.
Well, Gila, as we bring the interview to a close, and again, thank you so much for taking of your time to join me here on Mind Your Business, of course. What final thoughts or suggestions or advice could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
I would say, in any field of business, take everything with a grain of salt. Clients, especially in my business, it's really a service oriented business. We deal with people, and everyone, goes through things, and people may not have bad intentions. There are a lot of times where I've had, people haven't always been so nice to deal with, and but at the end of the day, let's say, someone sends you an email or a text and apologizes or says they were wrong about something, it makes a big difference, and then it makes everything, okay and well worth it. I think that everyone has to kind of put everything in perspective. And I think that applies to any business, especially with dealing with people. And in my business in particular, dealing with flowers and understanding that these are natural things. Right. And if anything goes wrong, it is what it is. I try, you know, if I hear that something happened, there was an issue, something was delayed, as soon as I find out, I like to tell the client, because it's not worth it to try and beat around the bush and make up some story. And it is what it is. And I tell them, the second I find out, I tell the client so that we don't have an issue the day of the event or whatever. Everyone should be happy. And at the end of the day, as long as everyone's happy, that's what makes everything, I guess, all the craziness worth it in this business.
You know, it brings to mind a guest that we had on the show a while back, Jeffrey Hazlett, mm-hmm. who also talked about keeping things in perspective. Mm-hmm. He said, if something goes wrong, really wrong, mm-hmm. he said, at the end of the day, no one died.
Right.
And you refer to
true,
that also.
Yeah.
And
it's
that
true.
Keeps in perspective.
Yeah.
You know, that you can deal with challenges,
right.
but, you know, let's, you know, as I have an expression, save the emergencies for the emergencies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Gila, thank you so much for joining
thank
me here
you.
On Mind Your Business. This brings to a close another great edition of Mind Your Business. And again, my guest was Gila LaBelle, founder and CEO of Privet Flowers. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.